This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
It is SB Nation AM, SB Nation Radio, Tony D alongside Ron Culver. One of the things that we like on the show is not only just sports, but we love the entertainment side. You hear Ron and I doing Throwback Thursday. We talk a lot of pop culture. And of course, Shark Week is in the news because that is what's going on Discovery. Now, if you've probably been thinking to yourself, I've been watching Shark Week forever, it's because you have. It has been on a very, very long time. Tomorrow is a very, very interesting show. It's called Andrew Main Ghost Diver. Andrew Main is a master illusionist. He's an author, podcaster. And he's taking an interesting dive into the deep with these great whites. I'll let him explain. He joins us now at a Progressive Insurance Hotline. Andrew, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
Andrew, so I said I'm going to let you explain it because this is a little interesting how you are going to experience sharks and for Shark Week, for Discovery. So tell us what Ghost Diver is all about.
Well, you know, my background has been mainly in magic, where I've worked as a magician and illusionist, whatnot. I had a TV series performed around the world. You know, the one problem was I've always been performing magic for people. And I thought, man, you know, what would be more interesting than that? And what would be a more, I don't know, discerning audience than humans? And I figured that could maybe be great white sharks. And that led one thing to another. And I decided, what if I could actually try to fool a great white shark? What could I could take I know about magic and then learn about how sharks see the world and function and see if there was a way to try to deceive them? And what that turned into was a suit that are a series of suits that I designed that would allow me to get very close to great white sharks. Because actually my interest has been in science. How do you observe things up close? In particular, how do you, you know, focus in on like shark conservation? How do you enable scientists to do research and to observe these wonderful creatures much more closely? So I took my interest in magic and my interest in that and combined that and worked on the Ghost Diver suit, which is effectively a way for me to get very close to great whites.
When I was looking at this, it said you're going to try to sort of overcome the shark's senses. Was there a way to test this before you go into the water to see if that's going to work?
You know, we tested things part of what we're working on. So at first I go to the Bahamas and I spend some time with a tiger shark, a 14-foot tiger shark, which is a very big shark.
Yeah.
And, you know, got to see how that behaved. Built some little test experiments to see. Some of them worked horribly, but that, you know, informed me a bit. But really, you know, the only way to find out if this thing worked or not was to actually go down to the Isle of Jaws and go into the water with, you know, by my count, at least 12 or 14 great whites at one time, and just no cage, just go out there and one, see what happens if I don't have the suit on. With just a shield, and guess what? The great whites like to come up and say hello, and I had to gently nudge them away. That's what happened without. With the shark suit was then to see what would happen with that. Did they behave differently?
I got to think there's an element of fear here, but do you have a fear? I mean, is this terrifying? That's what I'm trying to get at.
Oh, yeah, I'm terrified. Let me make that clear. Like I can scare myself out of a swimming pool. Okay. If I hear a splash, even broad daylight, I'm like, I don't know. You know, it could be one of those pool sharks. I'll jump out of the pool. I'm that guy. I'm super scared of sharks, the water, everything. But you know, I'm curious too. And so it's just that balance between, you know, I thought of like, what's the thing I'm most afraid of? And I thought like, well, you know, great whites, you know, and the thing I learned, though, was that the thing that I'm really afraid of is the shark I can't see, which, and just because you're underwater and you see a shark doesn't mean you see all the sharks. And
right.
I learned, you know, like, they know when they're being looked at. They can tell when they're, you know, they're being seen. And that was another challenge. But yeah, I'm terrified of sharks.
Andrew Main joins us at Progressive Insurance Hotline. Andrew Main Ghost Diver is on Discovery, and that is going to be tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. Catch it as he basically swims with sharks in a shark suit, a specially mazed shark suit. Andrew, I said at the beginning of this, I said, you know, if you feel like you've been watching Shark Week forever, you have. I think it's in its 30th season or 31st season on Discovery. It's been on a very, very long time. What do you think is the fascination with this? It, you know, you can go back to Jaws, but it's even before that. we have this fascination with these creatures. What do you think it is that draws us to them?
You know, we live in a world that where most everything we see is something we control. We drive in cars down highways. We see buildings. We see all of this. The moment you step foot into the ocean, it's not our world. Other than, you know, you'll see trash and garbage. Unfortunately, yeah. That part of it is ours. But beyond that, it's the animals. It's the sea creatures. It's all that there. And the further you go into it, you realize that. You know, you're on a beach. You're having a beautiful time. You step one foot into the ocean, you know you're in a different place. You know the rules are different. And when you think about, you know, what dominates there, you know, great whites, you know, they're the apex predator. Great whites are there. And we find them both, you know, ferocious and fascinating. It's like dinosaurs. These are creatures that they're beautiful. They're dangerous. They, you know, have their place in the world. I think it's a factor of a lot of those things. And I think over the years, what I love about Shark Week is that we went from just total fear of sharks to, I think everybody who watches that show loves sharks. I mean, we genuinely love sharks. And, you know, you even people who have negative shark encounters, you know, go, well, no, it's not the shark's fault. I get it. I like sharks. And that's extremely rare. But I think that's one of the beautiful things the show has done is just make us really appreciate them. It's just more than just, you know, teeth underwater.
I'm assuming this took a long time to develop the suit, research what you were doing. What did you know about sharks beforehand? How much in encyclopedia knowledge did you gain when the process was done?
Yeah, you know, from watching Shark Week, a lot. But you know, one of the things I had to do was just sort of throw out a lot of my assumptions and, you know, go talk to the experts, you know, the shark scientists and shark photographers who spend a lot of time with them and find out, you know, have them tell me. And I just said, you know, let me just go there and ask them questions and find out what they tell me. And, you know, and things that I, you know, encountered and learned from, you know, was, you know, just throw away. Don't think of it like a shark is just perceives the world the way I would underwater, but better. You know, you can have eyes and a shark has eyes. Great whites have incredible vision, but their brain processes that information differently. You know, one of the things that was told to me by Dr. Neil Hammerschlag was that, you know, when a shark sees, let's say, people in a shark cage, he doesn't see the people in the cage. He just processes the outline. He just sees the shape because this is what's also giving off the sounds and the scents and everything else. That informed me. That told me what's different than how I see the world versus a shark sees the world. You know, being told that, like, yeah, sharks, great whites can tell where you're looking, even though you have a scuba mask and all that, that was interesting to me because I'm like, do they know the difference? I'm like, yeah, they can tell when attention's on them versus not on them. And, you know, that was informative. And, you know, taking each one of these things one by one helped me figure out, okay, you know, understanding how sound, like sound is such a big thing for great whites. And, you know, we talk about, like, you know, blood in the water and there's exaggerations on that, but these things, and that is a real factor, but just hearing something in distress, just hearing the sound of something, which made me rethink that, you know, my shark diver suit just can't be something that deceives through visual senses or scent or EMF. I've got to have this thing be silent in the way that it moves, because once the shark hears, you know, aluminum on aluminum sort of clanking or even the sound of water going past neoprene, it'll know something's there.
Andrew, as a performer, as an illusionist, as somebody who sort of controls the stage or tries to control the way what you're doing is being perceived by the audience, what was it like to not know what the end result was going to be? You don't know what that shark is thinking of you when you're in the water and it sees you or senses you.
Yeah, you know, if you have a bad show, you know, you go home and go, they booed me. Right. And clearly you could see if you don't fool the shark, that's a different thing. And that certainly was, you know, I had an amazing experience and I was in a situation where I would have thought I would have been terrified, but I wasn't. Yeah. But I also had to keep reminding myself, even if things feel like they're working right, don't make assumptions because, you know, I've done dangerous magic before and I've had situations where I've done things that I got very comfortable with and I got cocky with and I've been hurt. You know, I've done stuff like liquid nitrogen and stuff and felt like, ah, I get this. I understand the parameters. I don't need to be as on edge now. And that's when mistakes are made. Here, you have the great whites, you know, you're 80 feet underwater, you're dealing with scuba tanks and rebreathers and all this other technology, you know, in some situations, tens of thousands of volts of stuff. There's so many factors that go wrong that you know, you're aware that if you screw up, this could be fatal.
Did you have a different perception of sharks being so up close to them? Are they more scary, less scary than we? I mean, because, look, we all watch Shark Week, but hardly any of us have ever seen one in real life. Maybe our perception is different than what it's like in real life. Did that change for you being so close to them?
You know, every species is going to be different. And even within species of sharks, you're going to have different personalities. And, you know, when I was in the Bahamas, I was up close with a tiger shark, which was doing her thing. And then I had reef sharks near me. But in the background, we had bull sharks that were getting in closer when it was nighttime that were trying to probe and test the thing. And then you see what you've been told about their different behaviors certainly was, you know, I experienced that. But what was fascinating to me was seeing different personalities, and particularly with the great white sharks. You know, the closest example I can give to being underwater with them was like I was in a forest and a bunch of wolves showed up to see what was going on. And some had stronger senses of curiosity than others. Some were like, I'm going to go see what this guy's made of. Others were like, I'm going to sit back and I'm going to see what's going on. That was the surprising thing to me, was something that, you know, for many of us, we see one shark, we think we've seen them all, but they're very different. And like both species and individuals have different personalities.
Andrew Main joining us. He is the host of Ghost Diver that is going to air tonight on Discovery at 9 p.m. Eastern, also 9 p.m. Pacific. Check it out as he goes basically tries to fool sharks with his shark suit. I had a friend of mine who went on a safari and he saw a lion. He saw some lions in its natural habitat. And I said, God, I mean, what was that like? I mean, lions, you can be terrifying. He said, it's very strange when you finally see them in their own habitat. There's a different feeling of watching them in where they live and what, you know, on their turf. You brought that up earlier. What was the perception of seeing sharks in their own turf, in their own habitat? Is there some sort of natural beauty that just comes about because of that?
So, you know, the first time I ever saw a shark, and it was a nurse shark, which, you know, they swim near people all the time and they're not really much of a threat, but it still looks very sharky, was when I was a teenager. I went on my first scuba dive. I jumped into the water, my first scuba ever, cleared my mask, and I look, and 10 feet in front of me is a nurse shark just hanging out. And I was before I jumped in the water, I'm asking the dive master, am I going to see a shark? He's like, no, sharks, they'll be fine, not going to see a shark. First thing I see and I clear my mask is a shark. I was calm because it was just looking at me, it just hanging out. And again, you know, divers out there like, well, yeah, it's a nurse shark. But, you know, when you're a kid and you see a nurse shark, it's a shark. And that was my first time of seeing it in its element. And that was the thing, was that the shark that gives me anxiety is if I'm swimming and I fire to see and I've never had this experience, but I saw the fin go by or something underneath.
Right.
Me, that would make me really nervous because, yeah, it's a shark I don't see. When I finally, you know, was around, you know, the tiger shark, you know, that was the sort of thing where I was in a situation where I had other divers with me and you know, was in a pretty contained environment. Seeing it do its own thing, I'm like, okay, I get it. Not that, okay, I'm automatically safe. And then being with the great whites, you know, watching one from the surface go under the boat and realize it's like as long as the boat is, that was disturbing. But once I was down on the floor of the ocean, you know, my back to a coral reef, and I saw these things around me where they belong, it was a beautiful experience. It was, and I would be the last person to think that I would be like, oh, I was surrounded by great whites and it was wonderful. But it was.
Andrew, that's fantastic. I really appreciate your time. Good luck with the show. It's fascinating to me, and I thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Andrew Main, he's the host of Ghost Diver. That is going to air tonight on Discovery, part of Shark Week. You know you love it. It is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.